God has given me something, and he won't let me let it go. So I just got to do something with it. Out of 1 Kings, chapter 13. And it talks about a prophet's disobedience. Let's give you a little bit of background. A prophet, this is the story of Jeroboam. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He set up idolatry in Israel, and he was starting to have a handmade feast that coincides with the Feast of Israel. This is back in chapter 12, if you want to look it up, just back page. And he's all set to do his thing. He has all his people there. He has all his priests that are not priests. They're not from the tribe of Levi. They are from the lowest of the low, and that's in Kings chapter 12, verse 31. He made a house of high places and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. What my Bible tells me, if I had already gone to Jerusalem, so they were not around. So Jeremiah wanted to have his thing, and what did he do? He set up an altar of two calves, golden calves, one in Bethel, one in Dan. And he was in Bethel, and the word of the Lord came by a man of God. Just as Jeroboam was getting ready to do his thing in front of everybody, he was arrayed as a king and a priest. He stands by his altar, ready to offering incense to his God, which are the golden calves. And the man, verse 2, cried out against the altar in the word of the Lord, saying, O altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, the child shall be born unto you, the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon you shall he offer the priests of the high places who burn incense upon you, and men's bones shall be burnt on you. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken, and behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out, which happened immediately. That was my little addition there. Verse 4, and when it came to pass that King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, and he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again. Man will do everything in his power to stop the word of God. He'll do everything that he can think of. He'll give the false messages. He'll try to draw people away. He uses heathen priests today. He does all these kind of things. And yet the word of God will always go forward. Amen. The word of God always will be true. Amen. This extended dried up hand of Jeroboam is a picture of what's going to happen to the Antichrist during the Battle of Armageddon.
That's right.
It's a picture. It says the man of sin, in parentheses, shall put forth his hand against the Lord Jesus Christ, and he shall see it dry up before his very eyes.
Hallelujah.
That's just like what it is that's coming. That's something we got to look forward to. And the king answered him and said unto the man of God, entreat me now as the face of the Lord your God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him as it was before. You know, despite this is one of the most powerful things that happened at that time when the great miracles, Jesus did a few of these too with the withered hands. You know, the miracles of today will not lead somebody to Christ. The miracles today show the power of God, but yet, as a rule, people look at them and say, wow, that's good. I'm glad it's happening. I've seen this thing happen, but yet, because it doesn't turn people to Christ, because it's not the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. The miracles are there. They see, they wonder, yet they don't always turn. It's the convicting power of the Holy Spirit upon a weeping heart that changes people from sinners to saved saints. Yeah. Praise God. Verse 11, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the work that the man had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king, and they told him also to their father. I often wondered about this term as I read this, and this term, the old prophet, does not relate to his age. Some says, well, it's his age. No, it's not. It's the man who used to be used of God for some reason, whether it's his choice, God's choice, don't know, but he was used to be used of God, and he turned his back for some reason, and he walked away. Let's see what he does. Let's back up here. Verse 15, and he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with you, and this is the man of God speaking, nor go in with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For it was said of me by the word of the Lord, and this was back when he told Jeroboam this very same thing, that you shall not eat no bread nor drink water there, and turn not again by the way that you came. Now this is the old prophet. Said unto him, I am a prophet also, as you are. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you in your house, that he may eat and drink water. And this is the key, but he lied to him. The old prophet lied to the man of God. There is something that should have happened here that I don't see where it did happen. Where was the man of God in spirituality or being in touch with God?
Right.
We had an experience back when we first started out in ministry down in a little southern town here, and we had a good revival services come, and a gentleman came to have the evangelist's father. And we all went out to eat one night, and we sat down, and he started talking to us. Something in my spirit said, well, wait a minute, don't get involved with this guy. Something's going on. I didn't know what. I had no idea. I talked to my wife. He said, yeah, something's wrong. I talked to a friend of ours. They're pastors of the church now. And they both all said the same thing. Something is wrong with this guy, but we know not what. And the Spirit told us just to stay away. And this is from the Father now, not from the Son. The Son was a good guy. A few weeks later, after the service, the revival shut down and everything, and we went to visit this church. We were invited down. We went down to visit. And as we walked in, we saw people crying, we saw people angry, we saw all kinds of stuff. And the father had to come out, had to be removed from the position of pastor of the church because he had an immorality with one of the secretaries or one of the ladies of the church. The Holy Spirit was trying to warn us that this is something that we need to be in tune with him, that to stay away from different things.
Amen.
He warns us to stay away from different teachings. I know I've read the Word. And I almost got caught up in it. He took a John 1 and it changed the word from the word was God. One church changed it to the word was a God. And you have to understand that it's a subtle difference, but yet if you don't know the word of God, you can get caught up in something like that. And that's why it's so very important that we understand the word. That's why it's so very important that we listen to when the Holy Spirit speaks to us that, hey, something's not right.
Yeah.
We need to perk up our ears and say, well, Holy Spirit, what's not right?
Yeah.
Show me the thing that I'm getting caught up in.
Yeah.
Or show me what to stay away from. Or even show me, Holy Spirit, what I can go towards.
Yeah.
Because we need His guidance in the last days. This man of God should have, instead of just going with this old prophet, instead of just taking off with him, going to his house and eat, he should have inquired of the Holy Spirit and said, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do here? This is contrary to what you told me. This is contrary to the word that I gave Jeroboam. See, he was told to go back by another way. And he wasn't that far from Judah. Where he could have been, that's where he was from, and he could have went back. But he took his time. And so he didn't even inquire of the Holy Spirit. And he went back to the old prophet and did eat and didn't drink in his house. In verse 20, and it came to pass as they sat at the table, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet who brought him back. This is the old prophet. And he cried out unto the man of God who came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as you had disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, you have not kept my commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but came back and have eaten and drunk in the place of which the Lord did say to you, eat no bread or drink no water, your carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of your fathers.
Amen.
And if you read on a little bit farther, the man of God went down the highway, saddled on a donkey, the old prophet put him on a donkey, and away he went, and a lion killed him towards the end of the chapter. And the odd thing about this is that the lion didn't touch the body. Just killed the prophet, or the man of God. He just killed him, but he didn't eat him. Didn't destroy him. Didn't touch the donkey that he was riding on. He was sent by God. Now, why is all this happening? I don't know. It's hard to understand God at times, but He's in His sovereignty. Why did the man of God go punished with his life for disobedience when the old prophet didn't? But I do know that we need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit is saying to His church today. I do know that when we attend the church, we need to say, Lord, is this where you want us to be? Is this the place where I can grow in you?
Amen.
Is this the place where I can come to be who you want me to be?
Amen.
And if God says no, then we are to move on until we find the place where God wants us. Because until that happens, we're going to hear all kinds of strange things. We're going to see all kinds of strange things on TV. They're all out there for us to see. But until we know the Word of God, when God speaks to our heart, we need to listen and to obey. The Word says it's better to obey than to sacrifice. So we need to hang in there and listen to the Holy Spirit. God is speaking to His church today, and it's to get into the Word of Almighty God. Listen to what He's saying. When you hear these on television that are preaching, and some of them are doing pretty good, but check out the words that they say against the Word of God. Just don't believe what they say without checking it out first. I said that in every church I've ever been in, every church I've ever brought a message to. I said, well, check out what I say against the Word of God. If what I say is not in the Word of God, believe the Word of God. Don't believe me. We need to have that Holy Spirit that's so powerful in our lives to show us right from wrong. We can get caught up. There's so many things out there that sound so good, yet the devil is trying to lead us astray. He's trying to take us away from the Word and into these other churches where we get our ears tickled. We can say, oh, everything is fine. Everything is glorious. When God is saying, hey, watch out, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. Are you ready? We need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. I can't wait for Him to come. I got my ticket bought and paid for. I'm going in the first load. And I'm excited about it. I'll probably take my little guitar with me, maybe if He'll let me. If not, I want to be like Rod Parsley always says, Lord, take me to the top of the church and let me wave at those who didn't listen. And then take me home. Praise God. Lord, I just want to be in Your will. I want to do what You want me to do, and You would have me to do it. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for the fellowship that we had here with our ministers today and our brothers and sisters. And Lord, we ask You to bless them. Bless those that hear this today out there in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.